Today we'll be doing Sivchav Zayin. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Hayomir b'sfila v'hishtin tinok b'deis hakneses." If one is in the middle of Shmona Esrei and a baby in shul urinates, yishtok ad sheyaviu mayim lahatil al hamer aglaim. He must stop davening until he can bring water to dilute the urine. O yahalich lefanav arba amos o litzdadav, or he can either walk four amos in front or four amos to the side away from the urine. O yetzei mibeis hakneses v'yigmor tilaso, or leave shul entirely and daven somewhere and finish davening somewhere else. The Rama writes, the Rama recommends that it's best to quickly go find somewhere else to daven, so that this way you don't have to wait around for water to be brought to dilute the urine, because if the pause is too significant, then you're going to have to start Shmona Esrei all over again. The Mishnah Berurah of Katan Pei Gimel says, "Bisfila for who adin b'kriya Shema u'sha'ar divrei kedusha u'chamosha kasavnu l'mala." The same standards apply for Shema and for other dvarim shebekedusha. And the Shulchan Aruch mentions Shmona Esrei to teach us a chiddush. That even by Shmona Esrei, you must distance yourself for amos. So lo amrinan kevan shuhu omid kvar b'sfila in tzarech laharichik. We don't say that since you're in the middle of Shmona Esrei that you can continue davening and you do not need to distance yourself. Yeshtok the chol zelo mikrei hefsek. This does not constitute a hefsek. Aval asur lahasik b'dibur lahavi lo mayim. However, one is not permitted to speak in the middle of Shmona Esrei to say to bring water to dilute the urine. Kevan the Isra Meraglayim Eno Elamid Rabbanan, since the Isra of davening in front of urine is only the Rabbanan. Vigami Yeshomrim the In Sarach Laharichik Bazakla. And some say you don't have to distance yourself at all. Al Kena Filuim Gamachirim Umdim Mesocha Arba Amushal Hameraglayim Umismalim Eno Lahazik Bedibur Bishfilam Lahodiyam. Therefore, even if people are davening within four amos of the urine, you're not allowed to stop to tell them that they're davening there. The Imtinok Tinev Tsoa Bevesakanesis Beemsa Tfila. However, if a baby defecated in the middle of Shul, in the middle of Shmona Esrei, and there are others davening there and they don't know about it, if the only way to inform them is by speaking, then you are allowed to speak to spare them from an isra de oraisa. It's better that you violate an isra de rabbanan of speaking in the middle of Shmona Esrei than to have them violate an Isra d'oraisa of davening next to feces. Chvar nizbar le'el b'simen ayites v'mishnah b'ruo ber halacha ha'afanim she'im yi d'oraisa b'zeh. We explained earlier how this could potentially be d'oraisa. V'davka im ein lo b'melech asos. This is provided that you have nothing with which to cover the feces. Avalim yesh lo b'melech asos. But if you do, bein b'tzoa uvein b'mein raglayim asher lahasik v'afilu lozos b'mekomo im ein magia lo hare'achra. Then you're not allowed to stop or even move, assuming that there's no odor coming from the urine or feces. V'yoser tov kasav ha'chay adam. Let's say a person is afraid that they're going to have a very long delay in their davening if they have to go find water to dilute the urine, but on the other hand, they also cannot distance themselves four amos from the urine. Let's say there's someone davening behind you, so you can't walk in front of him. And then you can rely on the Rashba, who says that once you started davening, if you found yourself next to urine, you can continue, since the Isra of davening in front of Meir Aglaim is only Durabanan. The Yitztarech, Ayin Le'el B'Simen, Ayin Ches, Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat, and Hey, the Bebirchas Kriya Shema, Im Nizdamin, Kein, V'chein B'chol HaBrachos, In Tzarech Lach, Tzor L'Rosh. So again, we pointed out earlier that when it comes to Birchos Kriya Shema, or when it comes to other brachos, if this happened in the middle, where you realize that there was something there that shouldn't have been there when you were saying brachos, then even if you had to pause for a significant amount of time, you do not have to go back to the beginning. We'll stop here for now, and we'll begin Siman Tzadi Aleph tomorrow.